Prosecutors in the trial of six men charged with the rape of a Massachusetts woman called on a man today who talked with her immediately after the alleged attack. The man testified in Fall River today that the woman flagged him down when he drove by a New Bedford tavern. The woman says she was raped on a barroom pool table while patrons cheered. The prosecution asked Michael O'Neill what she told him that night.
What did she say?
That she had been raped. She kept saying, they hurt me. You know, they raped me. She was swearing a little bit. And I said, who raped you? And she pointed down the street to two males standing in the street. She said, them.
Brian Lawler is the mayor of New Bedford. Elizabeth Bennett runs the Rape Crisis Project of the New Bedford Women's Center, and they're both with us this morning. Good morning. Nice to have you with us this morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Mayor, good morning. Describe, would you please, Mr. Mayor, in a sentence or two, if you can, what the sense is of the people of New Bedford about this trial and what's going on.
Well, I think we're all going through a change of understanding of the entire aspects of the crime. We're beginning to realize that it's a crime of violence, not a crime of sex or passion, and that it really, the crime degrades the victim more than benefits the actual person of the crime.
As a result of this experience and being mayor through this period, has your thinking changed at all on this subject?
Well, I've done a complete about face and beginning to understand how society treats women, how the whole court system is rigged against the woman in this case, and how they use a classic defense of just criticizing the woman, period. That's the whole procedure in this type of case.
To what extent do the people of the city, and you included, feel that your city is on trial, if at all?
I think it affects us more nationally than locally. We look at it as a local story, and we're kind of surprised with all the national attention we've gotten, and of course it's on cable TV across the country. And so we look at it a little differently. I think it affected our city no different than it's really affected everybody in the United States. We're beginning to understand all the different aspects of the crime itself, what rape is, and what it means. We're almost to the point now where whatever the decision in the courtroom is will be based on those facts, but the rest of America is going to have something to gain by understanding this, the whole procedure and the nature of the activities itself.
We'll talk with Elizabeth Bennett in just a moment, who runs a rape crisis center in New Bedford, about her perceptions of what this means for New Bedford and the whole country in just a moment. 18 of, we'll be back. Ms. Lawler, how has New Bedford changed? How do you see the city having changed since this has happened?
I think that people have become much more educated about the issue of rape. Mr. Lawler mentioned a minute ago that his thinking had changed, and I think that that's happened throughout the city. I went out last week and did live interviews for a show that we're putting together for cable about educating people about rape, and people understand the issue for the most part. I'd say 85% of the people understand rape to be a crime of violence and not an act of sex like they have in the past.
What about the television? Now, it's being televised, right, mm-hmm. in New Bedford. Mm-hmm. And I understand that a lot of people are watching, is that right?
A lot of people are watching in their homes, in bars and restaurants. People are watching throughout the country, in fact. It's on CNN also.
Now, is that good in your judgment or not?
I think that what we're seeing in this case, in this trial, is what I, as a rape crisis advocate, see in any rape trial. We're seeing the victim basically being put on trial. It's a typical thing that happens in any rape trial. I think that publicizing it on live television can only be good if the people in individual communities utilize that as a tool to educate people.
Do you sense that that's happening? I mean, are people getting in touch with you from across the country, or what's going on?
They are. It's happening in New Bedford, but it takes a lot of work for that to happen. I think that people have to, we need to explain to people that in a rape trial, there are two basic issues. The first is putting the defendant on trial to find out if sexual intercourse did take place. The second is basically putting the victim on trial to try to prove that she consented to that act. If that isn't easy to accomplish, it's the job of the defense attorney to, through degradation and defilement, to make it seem as if the woman did consent to that act, or that she doesn't have any credibility. And that's exactly what's happening in this case. And I think that we all have to take a close look at this and start making some very concrete changes in our judicial system and in society in general to start understanding it as it is, so that we stop doing that and so we can finally do something about the horrible crime that rape is.